At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the news. It's a Friday, the 27th day of November for 2020. Topping the news today, all of the ballots from Election Day have been counted in Amador County, and the election results were certified earlier this week by the Board of Supervisors. Overall, Clerk Recorder and Head of Elections Kim Grady reports that 22,620 of the 25,734 registered voters took part in the general election for a voter turnout of 87.9%. Grady reported to the board there were no problems or issues with the November 3rd voting and that 20,636 voters used the mail-in process while only 1,984 actually went to one of the county's three vote centers on Election Day. For a complete breakdown of the county's election results, visit the Amador County Election website.
Well, the recent rains have prompted Cal Fire to lift its suspension on burning in both Amador and Calaveras counties. A suspension on burn permits has been in place until now due to another historic fire season throughout the state and lingering fire danger. Now, people possessing current and valid burn permits can resume burning on permissible burn days. Now the suspension is lifted. Safe residential pile burning of forest debris by tenants and landowners, a crucial tool for reducing fire hazard. When weather conditions are favorable, state, federal, and local land management and fire agencies will also do prescribed burns on both public and private land. Anybody planning to burn is responsible for checking burn day status. Call your local air quality management district in Calaveras at 754-6600. Air quality management in Amador County, 223-6246. Remember, call those numbers on the day you want to burn. Remember, also, ensure piles from landscape debris are no larger than 4 feet in diameter, have a 10-foot clearance to bare soil around the pile, and that a responsible adult is in attendance with a shovel and water source. Ag burns must be inspected by Cal Fire prior to burning till the end of the peak fire season.
And move over, Sacramento Kings. There's another tenant moving into Golden One Center. Citing safety concerns, the California Assembly will reconvene the next legislative session at the home of the Kings. The 80-member California Assembly will reconvene on December 7th at the Golden One Center. Newly elected members will take the oath of office that day as well. The additional space and advanced air filtration system provided by the Golden One Center will allow Assembly members, essential staff, and members of the media to be accommodated as safely as possible. No family members, guests, or others will be allowed to attend that day. Following the swearing-in on December 7th, the lawmakers will then break for the holidays and return in January. At that point, it's unclear where the Assembly will meet.
Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan reminding property owners, you have until Thursday the 10th of December, 5 p.m., to make the first installment of your secured annual property tax for the 2020-2021 fiscal year. The first installment of secured property taxes was due and payable November 1st, and will become delinquent if not paid by 5 p.m. December 10th. Thereafter, a 10% delinquent penalty will be added. Ryan notes payments may be made by mail but must be postmarked by December 10th to avoid late penalties. At this time, the office is requesting the taxpayers not make in-person payments with cash, credit card, or debit card. Instead, please use a personal check or obtain a cashier's check or money order and drop it in the mail. And as you may have heard, the Amador County Administration Center has been closed to the public, but they have been working. The tax collector's office remains fully staffed and operational. Property tax info is available online. To view your tax info or print a copy of your bill, visit amadorgov.org/tax. Select View Property Tax Bill. For additional info, please contact the tax collector's office directly at 223-6364.
Well, if you're one of the 6.2 million Californians that are traveling this Thanksgiving and are doing so by car, which a majority will, you're going to see a little bit higher gas prices. While gas prices across the country have dropped, It's just the opposite here at home. In Amador County, the pump price for regular grade gasoline is running from $2.99 to $3.41 a gallon. That's an average increase of 4 cents over the past 2 weeks. Now, the nationwide average for a regular grade gallon of gasoline is $2.18 a gallon. That's down 1 penny from 2 weeks ago. In Calaveras County, same holds true with regular grade. It's running $2.89 to $3.25 a gallon, or just about 3 cents higher than over the same period 2 weeks ago.
Well, as Californians plan for the Thanksgiving holiday, CHP has enacted a max enforcement period in effect through 11:59 Sunday evening. CHP will be actively looking for unsafe driving practices, as well as helping motorists in need. And as you all know, max enforcement means all available officers will be on the road. Now, during the 2019 Thanksgiving max enforcement period, 42 people died on California roadways. Of the 27 who died within CHP jurisdiction, 11 not wearing seatbelts. CHP also made 867 arrests for DUI, alcohol or drugs. As always, the mission of the CHP, provide the highest level of safety, service, and security on Golden State roadways.
And the annual Matt Scott Racing Amador Sheriff's Holiday Toy Drive has received the support of the Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians through a $20,000 donation. Crystal Jack, CEO of Jackson Rancheria, said many families are struggling to make it meet this holiday season, so the tribe wanted to step up and come together to support our community. Now, the drive this year will take place on Saturday, December 5th from 9 to 1 in front of Foothill Appliance in the Amador Plaza. All COVID-19 precautions will be in place. Just simply drive up and drop off your new unwrapped toy. Santa's helpers will come to your car and collect it. If you want to make a monetary donation or have any further questions, give Kevin Barnett a call at the Buy and Sell Press for more info. 223-3333. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.